Scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and that's verses 1 and 2. And I am reading from the New American Standard. And it reads, "For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven."
Think for a moment about 1 second after you die. It's not something that we consider too often, our immediate death. For the Christians in Corinth, Paul is pushing them to think about these things. I'd like to read 4 verses of Scripture, starting with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And it says, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. The things that are unseen are eternal." Now, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 and 7. Paul writes, "So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight." That phrase, living by faith, we think of it as being a simple phrase, but it's more than just a simple phrase. It's more than a cliche. Paul wants us to live a life in such a way that we look forward to what follows. So this morning, I want us to be able to think about that moment right after we die. What do you see? Sadly, I've spoken at quite a few funerals. People that, from my own understanding and belief, had lived a life in connection with the blood of Christ. Not all of them, but most of them. And they have given up this earthly vessel, and they have been clothed in a new indestructible body. A house that was made by God and not man. And it is a true fact that you cannot preach anyone into heaven any more than you can preach someone into hell. So I guess that you might be able to call this a funeral sermon. But it's not for those who have died. It is for us who are still alive. It should be our desire to long for home. And we should encourage one another to live the life that we've been given with confidence, that heaven is what we will see when the Lord returns, and that when this life is over, that we will be in total peace, knowing our final destination. Let's look back again and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. But I want to go ahead and add verses 3 and 4. "For we know that if the tent, that is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. And indeed, by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened. Not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Every single person here knows that death is a reality. But what we don't often realize is that death is unpredictable. We know we are going to die. We just don't know when. And Paul here, he uses two metaphors for our physical body. A tent and clothing. We're not created to be a physical being. We were created to be a spiritual being. Let me give you an example. Think back the time of Moses to the tabernacle. It was a movable tent whose primary purpose was to hold the Ark of the Covenant. As God led the people through the wilderness, whether it was a cloud, a pillar of cloud at night, or a pillar by day and a pillar of fire by night. It was used to tell them when it was time to stay or move. When the people were commanded to move the tabernacle, they would take it down and they would move it. And it was always treated with respect. It was treated as a house of God. But it was only temporary. It was not intended to be a permanent home. And yet it held the essence of God on earth. Now, I don't know if it is or not, but this could be the image that Paul was thinking about as he describes our human bodies as an earthly tent. It's something temporary. A body that one day it will be dismantled or destroyed. The body will cease. Now, if I were standing before your family and friends and deliver your eulogy, what would be said concerning your spiritual life? Would I be limited to talk about your relationship with other people? Maybe your family or maybe even your accomplishments? But what I desire to speak the most about is that person's spiritual life. What they did while they were walking on this earth for the glory of God. So it should remind us where we will be the moment after we die. You know, in the Bible, there is really no detailed description about what a spiritual body will look like. You know, the Bible tells us that we will be as He is. But what is that? I don't know. We will never know in this life because we can only see the physical. Only the physical. And yet Paul speaks with such confidence that in verse 1 of 2 Corinthians 5, he says, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not by human hands, eternal in the heavens. And he goes on to say that as Christians, we long to put on our heavenly dwelling. We're going to change. And hopefully, for the better. Paul was never morbid in this sense. Paul is not looking forward to dying, but he is simply stating that the body we live in today pales in comparison to the one that we're going to be given. If I asked everyone in this room, are you ready to die? I think unanimously it'd be no. I'm not ready. You know, for a long time, I sat there and said, I don't want to live to be a ripe old age. I don't want to be around when the knees give out and teeth fall out and the hair falls out and I can barely stand up till grandkids come along. I want to see them all married. I want to see their kids and their kids' kids. I want to live a long, long time. The thing is, if my time's up, I'm ready. We should all be ready. There is something greater in store for God's children than the pains that come with this body. We do have something to look forward to. Something we should be longing for, something we should desire, to know that we will be with God and that being with God and Christ is better than fighting the sin that entangles us each and every day. Can you imagine? No more temptations. You imagine that we don't have to go to the store and buy new clothes because the clothes we'll be clothed in will never wear out. This body that we have is going to be swallowed up by that heavenly body. And once it is, we will have true life. When we read verse 5, it tells us that God has prepared for us new clothing, this new home. How do we know that? What can we see? God gave us a deposit. We don't realize it. The Bible speaks of it. He has put within us the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking something that tells us everything we need to know and everything we do. But he gave us a down payment, so to speak, a guarantee. When we obeyed the gospel, we were given help. In verses 6 and 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul writes, "So we are always of good courage. And we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, and we walk by faith and not by sight." There is a truth in that while we are walking in this body, we lack some of the depth of a relationship with God. And then Paul simply states that we live by faith and not by sight. You know, the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 11 in verse 1, when he explains and defines faith, it's something we cannot see. But it's something we have. We can simplify this by saying we live in this flesh, in this temporary tent, by faith, believing in a heaven that we have never seen. Who of us here does not love life? We love the blessings that we understand and that we see. We love that we have a wife or a husband that loves us in spite of our shortcomings. That we have children who still want to be around us even after they have grown and moved out of our home. We have a church family that has walked beside each of us in our bad days and celebrated our good days. But all of that is just a glimpse of the joy that will come I just thought, it just hit me at this very moment. Our physical eyes close the moment we breathe our last, and our new eyes open to see what is there. We'll see more in death than we ever will see in this life. Home is where families gather. Home is where we celebrate the fact that we are a family. But each of us needs to be longing for that heavenly home where sin no longer exists, where we will see the holies of holies of the throne of God, and that each and every moment will be spent worshiping the one that we adore. We won't endure any more temptations. We won't endure any more pain, sorrow, grief. There won't be any more death. But whether we are taken today or not for years to come, we should be longing for that home. You know, it's ironic how many people you hear speaking about all the things that are going on, and they're worried that these are signs of the end times. And I'm like, what are you worried about? It must mean that you're not prepared. If you're afraid that this is the end of the world, you should be rejoicing in all those things. And say, Lord, come quickly. Where will we be the moment this body dies? Well, that is the only real question that really matters in the whole scheme of things. In verses 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul writes here, yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. You know, it wasn't Paul's desire to frighten the brethren at Corinth. And just like then as it is today, Paul does not want us to be concerned or worried about our death. We are given this portion of the Bible. Help us to learn about it and how living in this life affects the hereafter. Are we ready to go home? Something that should always be on our mind each and every day. Are you ready? I don't know if you are ready or not. I certainly don't want to leave behind the ones that I love. I think that's probably the hardest part. But if we make it an effort that we will never leave any one of us behind, that we'll all be there together one day or another. But where will you be this moment if God came and took you? You haven't obeyed the gospel. The future is very bleak. There really isn't a future. For God put about this plan of salvation to be able to reconcile man back with God, to be able to give you that hope of eternal life. If your desire this morning to obey that gospel, we want to give you that opportunity. And if you are a Christian, and if you are worried about death coming, ask yourself why. What is it that has you so fearful of that? Is it something in your life that is causing you to doubt your destination? You can make that right and assure your destination this moment. If anyone has a need, we pray that you'll come and answer this invitation as we stand and sing.